fourth parak of Shabbos, Mishnah Aleph. This is another parak of halachas pertaining to cooking, different isurim derabbanan that were made. It's called hatmona. There are two types of hatmona. You could be matmen by just taking something that is hot and wrapping it up with some insulation to keep it warm. There's another way of doing it, that you wrap it up in something that will not only retain the heat, but will add heat to what you had. The Chachamim were very stringent about the second case. If without you wrapping it up can add heat, or even if you wrap it up with something that will not add heat, but there's a heat source underneath it, for example, on top of a hot plate or on top of a stovetop, you have a glass underneath, and you wrap up what you have on top of that, that's also equivalent to hatmona in something that is adding heat, and you're not even set that before Shabbos, because the concern that you're going to set up, you're going to be matmen in coals, and if you're matmen in coals, then with the concern that you're going to stir the coals. You can ask me, this is it's not a zeil, because it's a very serious chash that this will happen. Okay, so that is once again, if you're wrapping up something in a situation that will be added heat, it is prohibited to do that before Shabbos. If you wrap it up in something which will not add heat, you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos, but you are allowed to set that up from before Shabbos. So our Mishnah is saying, in what situations are you allowed to be toimim from before Shabbos? In what situations is it prohibited to do even from before Shabbos? So any toimim even before Shabbos, you're not allowed to be toimim in things that add heat, which is gepes, is decomposing pressed olive parts, which have chemical reactions and they add heat. Like the zevul, some type of compost, also which gets hot. Like the melach, a certain type of salt that also added heat. Like the seeds, lime that added heat. Like the chol that was heated up, sand that was heated up in the sun, which also adds heat and retains the heat and adds it to the pot. Bein lach and bein zeishim, all these, whether they're hot, whether they're wet or they're dry, you're not allowed to claim them. Like the tevin, you're not allowed to determine in straw. This is the second list. Below the zagin are the pressed parts of the grapes. Below the muchen is fibers of cotton or wool. Below the asovim, that's a different type of grasses. The second list, only the manchim lachem, only when they're moist, they add heat. I will tell you them kishemization. The second list of the that we just mentioned, of the straw and the pressed grapes and the cotton and wool and the grasses and the like, these things are only moist of hevel. They add heat only when they're moist. If they're dry, you're allowed to be taken. Tamil says the potatoes, the cancer yoina. The next list that you're allowed to be taken are things that do not add heat, they just retain the heat. That is garments or fruit or feathers, pigeon feathers, or nesarish of haroshim, nesarish of pishin, sawdust, or some type of particle that come out of the flax, which is daka, some small pieces. Abiyuza oisa bedaka mata begata. Abiyuza holds that the fine soilus of the flax is something that is might have a result, and of course one is not might have a result, and they both are conditioned.